This is George Davison for DesMoinesBroadcasting.com. For close to 20 years, Del Ho was one of the mainstays at KRNT Radio. He was an air personality, but more importantly, Ho was programming director. He decided the music and other programs that would be presented, and he hired air personalities. Ho left Des Moines in 1979 and has been in the Phoenix, Arizona area ever since.
Well, I've had a great time in Phoenix, and I'm on year 23 of working in Phoenix, Arizona. And during that time, I've managed Cool Radio, AM and FM, KXAM in Scottsdale, KMYL, AM and FM, and the last year and a half, I've worked for a financial news station. And, you know, I'm getting to the age where I get kind of special projects now. I guess my official title here is Handyman and Cheerleader. And I'm having a great time with it. Still love the business, and I can't give it up. My mother still hopes I'll get a real job someday.
Most of Hull's work in Phoenix has been behind the scene.
Well, you know, I did get back on the air in 1986 when we started an old rock and roll format with rhythm and blues and doo-wop and rockabilly and the old rock and roll. No one else was old enough to remember the music, and I got back on from about 86 until 92 or 93 when I moved to a station in Tempe and started doing all news and talk out there. But it was kind of a kick to get back on, and I missed that the first time around. I wasn't old enough, and when I got into broadcasting, I started in television. By the time that got sorted out and I got back on the radio, the top 40 days were gone, but we had a great time with that, and I got to do, I think it was three jobs. We had a joint partnership with ABC Radio, and I was an operations manager for ABC. I was still responsible for a local station here in Phoenix, and was a vice president of the parent corporation that owned the broadcast group, and did an air shift every day. And so the business hasn't changed at all.
Paul came to Des Moines in 1960 and appeared on both KRNT, now KCCI Television, and KRNT Radio. He gravitated toward radio and management. What was the philosophy behind KRNT Radio's operation?
The philosophy has been consistent that we really worked at becoming part of the community and helping the community. We always had excellent news department. In fact, thinking back about the days with when we were combined with television, when Russ Van Dyke and Paul Rhodes and Al Buck and Ken Lee Jones and all those guys, just a terrific news department. And I was worried when the station sold and became part of Stauffer Communications and we split away from the TV station. And you know what? We had an even better group with Chuck Seal and you and... her name escapes me. I thought of Jackie Clark, who came to us from the University of Missouri, just some outstanding people in there. And we even did, I think, as a radio station, a much better effort at that time. And I think that was very largely responsible for it. We were what we would call a variety station back then, that we had a lot of news and information. We carried sports and sports play-by-play, and always had some excellent personalities. Van was one of those. Steve Gibbons, you could just go on and on back to the days of Walt Reno, Don Soliday, and those guys. And I think that's really what really helped us become the station that we were.
And again, it was people at the station who were important.
When I moved to Des Moines in 1960, I just saw professional people throughout the organization. And whether it was in the sales department or engineering or what have you, everyone was just a thorough professional, and I think that's carried through many, many years. It was just a great place to be working, and I must say that, you know, you're dealing with people and everything, but I looked forward to going to work every day because I knew we were going to try and do something really, really well. I'm sorry to hear, too, that we lost Al Rockwell a few months back. And Rocky was a great help to me in learning about programming and dealing with music and that type of thing. He spent a lot of time helping me, and it served me well through the years.
With its variety format, KRNT's music was middle of the road or popular, featuring a variety of artists. For many years, KRNT was one of the stations that reported to national publications about the music it was playing and the songs which were popular with the public.
We ended up being a reporting station for the Gavin Report, which was the one that was taken very seriously in the music business, as well as Billboard, and we were in the first issues of radio and records when it came out. We did the Cal Rudman Report, and of course, doing that taking the time to do our own research and calling the record stores and getting the sales for the previous week and that type of thing helped us a lot. And, of course, it brought in more and more people, including some of the performers, and we just had a great time with that, and it was something that we worked on. I think, if I remember correctly, Tuesday was record day, and I would invite any of them to come in or call me on a Tuesday. And that was always interesting. I think we had something like typical week about 40 some record promoters calling us, and the relationship was always kind of a fun thing, and you were kind of on the leading edge of things, and it was like when Carole King's Tapestry album came out, you know, it was just kind of a major shift in popular music, and you're going, boy, we've got this thing early, and we're having a great time with it. And I still talk with some of those guys today. They're still in the business, and a lot of them up the chain in management and that type of thing. But it was great fun, and we took it really very seriously as far as what we were going to put out for the listeners in Des Moines.
This is George Davison on DesMoinesBroadcasting.com, and we're talking with former KRNT radio programming director, Del Hull.